So, this bright red skin, black hair tied in a ponytail tiefling has approached you, Hongo, and asked you, just what the fuck do you think you're doing? Are you trying to get us both killed?
I'm just traveling with my friends here, but I'm not trying to get us both killed because I have no idea who you are.
Ildesh, don't fuck around with me.
I think you have me mistaken with someone else. Name is Hongo. I'm not sure who Ildesh is.
No, your name is Ildesh.
I think you'll find that his name is whatever the fuck he wants it to be, sir.
Exactly.
Fuck, they've gotten
to you. They're my comrades.
Oh, they've gotten to you. Okay, do you remember anything at all?
Just the past couple weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
Past couple of days traveling with my friends, my comrades here.
All right, well... all right. Fine. Come with me.
It feels like a lifetime.
Come with me, I can explain.
With you where?
Somewhere that's less conspicuous.
I have no idea who you are.
My name is Rin.
Rip?
Rin.
Don't believe it would be in my best interest, though.
Not a memory to your name, and you still haven't changed.
I guess so.
You know that best interest line has never gotten you anywhere.
Wait, that's a line?
Yes.
Listen, I know you better than most. I'm the one that saved you from staring into that black hole.
I'm pretty sure that was Colgrin and
Yeah, thank you, Morwen. Fist bump. Boosh.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
We totally...
Yeah, the endless.
Yeah, we totally saved him from the endless. That was not you, bro, dude.
You remember the endless?
Yeah, we just came from there, like, days ago.
You went back, of course you did.
Went back? You just happened to stumble upon it. Weren't searching.
No, you spent about 3 years there.
What?
Staring into that pit, looking for some sort of answers.
Yeah. Answers to what, Hongo?
Exactly. What sort of answers? It was a beautiful sight.
Well, yeah, you almost fell in, so yeah, there must be something pretty about it that attracted you to it.
So, do you want to know or not?
Oh.
What do you mean, what? I want to know what?
Who you are, Hongo?
Not to be able to remember anything. I can fill in some of the gaps.
Would you trust this guy?
I don't know, but, I mean, that's kind of an enticing offer to tell us who you are, really.
Listen, I don't... We can't just stand out here in the open. If you're interested, meet me at the tavern.
Which tavern? And she
turns off and walks away.
Seriously? What is that? There's more than one tavern in this damn town.
What tavern?
We're going to have to go bar hopping.
Give me what tavern?
I was just like running down the street after her. What tavern?
I still think we should do my bar hopping idea. That I think will be much, much more effective.
So, what would you like to do? She has just walked away.
Oh, that was a girl. Oh, damn. Oh, okay.
It's kind of rude, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to like ask her name or nothing.
Said it was Rin.
Oh, right. I heard Rick. That's why I thought it was not a girl. Well, what do you guys want to do? I mean, I'm kind of a sucker for a mystery, so...
Were we on a certain quest?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's either we go in the sewer and get completely mucked for something we don't even know what in the hell we're looking for, or we go to a nice warm tavern and we find out who Hongo really is, man.
Do we really want to know?
Well, man, I've never met someone who did not want to know how who he is as badly as you.
I've never met anyone like that. You guys want to get to a tavern?
Well, is there a time limit on the sewer? Like, I can't remember what the notice said.
Neither, I don't have it written down.
all the notice said was, they took it, they're in the sewers, bring it back.
That's real vague.
Very, very cryptic.
I'm kind of going back to, do I want to be cold and wet and smell like human trash? Or do I want to go to a tavern and be warm and have a mug or tin of ale and find out who Ongo is and satisfy that itch?
You can go to a tavern. Guess we're just going to have to search different taverns.
Oh no, that sounds horrible, Ongo. Are you ready for this journey with me?
Yes.
We got the gold. Morwen, what do you think?
I think that if Ongo wants to find out more about himself, I am all for it.
You're not afraid that it might tear apart the tenuous connection that the two of you have?
I don't think we have one of those, but okay.
I thought there was something there, but I guess I was wrong. Obi, what do you reckon? Okay, I think Obi's... All right, Ongo, it's all up to you.
Let's go drink.
Woohoo! All right.
I like to think at this point, Ongo has completely forgotten that they were talking about going to find his past, and he just heard drink, and is like, yeah,
let's do that. Let's go drink.
So I feel like I'm good with that. All right, well, yeah, I guess we should start with the closest tavern, but which one is that? Do we have a map of the city? Do we need to ask around?
There is actually a tavern right next to you.
What?
Yes. This, I'm gonna hold on to the amulet of my goddess around my neck, and I'm going to say a silent prayer of thanks, because God does provide. Excuse me. My goddess does provide. Don't want to misgender my bitch.
Okay, so you make your way into this tavern, which is fairly empty. There's only a couple of people here. And you know, obviously, this is not where she went, because she went right past it when she was walking away.
I was going to say, wouldn't we have seen her walk into this place?
So you go into this tavern that she's obviously not in. And you have some drinks.
Hold up. I think there is a distinct possibility that she could be in this tavern. Here's why. And just hear me out, guys. Number one, she said a tavern. This is a tavern, technically. And number two, yeah, she ran past it, but she could have totally doubled back, snuck into a window, and come in here, and we never would have seen. So I think it behooves us to thoroughly investigate drink in this tavern.
Yeah, I mean, she could have easily known who guards the back door and came in the back.
Absolutely. Totally. So, all right, let's go to the bar.
Okay.
And it's mostly empty. That's nice.
More drinks for us.
This tavern is called the Acolyte.
Nice.
And the bartender is wearing a kind of overly exaggerated large hooded robe. You can tell that there's wire in there that's making the hood stand up so that he could actually see through it. And there are these gold emblazoned symbols all over the robe in haphazard manner.
Oh.
And he says, welcome. You come to pay your respects.
If by respects you mean drink a fuckload, then yes, I have...
That I do. What can I get you?
Let me see. Ongo, do you have any preferences for getting this evening started?
What is your most request drink?
Let me see here.
I'll have two of them.
All right. Let's see here. We've actually got a dwarven alien called Bloodclot.
Ooh. Yes. Sounds.
That's going to be 4 silver and 2 copper each.
Take one of those. And I'm going to smack down the 4 silver and the copper.
Okay. And he pours out this thick red liquid into a mug. And then from under the counter, he pulls out a box, and with a pair of tongs, gets out this congealed glob of milk. A glob of congealed milk, and drops it in and passes it over to you.
All right. What do I smell?
It smells a little bit ripe, but you can definitely smell the alcohol.
Well,
I'll have two of those.
Oh my.
Okay, he makes two of them for you.
I'll give you a gold.
Okay.
Right. So, shall we take these over to a table?
Sounds good.
All right. Where's a nice, comfortable table?
All of the tables look the same, and they are very cheaply made, and none of them appear to be very comfortable.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's just choose one in the middle then, shall we? I'm going to choose one in the middle. I'm going to sit down with gusto, and I'm going to motion for my friends to join me.
Okay.
I will join.
So you go and join you at you go and join Colgrin at the table with your drinks. You do see, as I said, there's very few people in here. There is a drunk-looking, tan-skinned, average-sized half-elf man that is up around dancing.
Look at that moron!
He must have had several drinks.
And he suddenly stops and puts his hands behind his back, and there's two other people that were around here, and they put their hands behind his back, and he pulls his hand out and shouts, "Five!" And two other people do the same thing. And after a moment, the half-elf cries out in joy and starts dancing again.
Okay, he's living his best life.
What's wrong with these people here?
This is like a game they're playing or some shit? Excuse me, half-elven dancing moron!
So stupid.
Yes, what can I do for you?
What are you doing, man?
I'm having a good time. What does it look like I'm doing?
What is this five thing that you're doing?
It's a game, of course.
Can you teach us the game?
The tan-skinned, the half-elf man that was playing says, between two and four people, throw out a single hand with any number of fingers held up. Right before the hands are shown, each player will call out how many fingers they think will be held up total between each player. If a player guesses the correct number of fingers, they get a point, and it takes 3 points to win. The current bet is 1 silver.
You know, I have to say, for a drunken fool who's dancing around, he was very, very clear in his explanation of this game. As if he's reading from a manual.
I'm glad you asked. Let me pull out my manual.
That was from memory.
Play this game a lot.
Do you want to play?
Maybe later, but for now I think we're going to try to get to happy level.
Actually, while you're here, friend, we are looking for a particular person, and I'm going to describe the tiefling that we saw outside that approached us. Have you seen this person around here?
No, I don't think I have.
Alright, would you keep an eye out for this person for me?
Of course.
Alright, well, good day to you, friend, and good health.
And he dances around a little more, and then suddenly turns to the other two people and throws his hands behind his back. And they repeat the process.
Okay, well, while we have drinks, we shouldn't waste them, so I'm going to hold up my blood clot ale, and I'm going to say cheers.
Cheers.
Alright, and I'm going to hold my breath and then take a quick drink.
Okay, Olby and Morwen, are you drinking anything?
What kind of wine they have?
They have just basic wines, but they do have wine.
White girl wine.
Describe the basic wines? I'm a
there's a white and a red.
Oh my god.
Basic bitch.
Okay. Let's take a glass of red wine.
Okay. That'll be 3 silver.
Okay.
Olby, I think, is just hanging back.
Okay. So, Ongo and Colgrin, you both drink your blood clots?
Doesn't give us blood clots, does it?
Both of you make constitution saves.
Oh, tits.
11.
I'm sorry, 7?
11.
11, okay.
Yeah, so that was a natural 1. Plus 1.
Constitution is -1?
Okay, then. Okay, then. So, Ongo, you drink it, no problems. It's kind of,
I have 2 of them.
Are you drinking both of them right now? Like, just downing them both?
I'll just down the 1.
Okay. So it's kind of like a, the taste is kind of like an extremely strong wine with a strong hint of copper. And the glob that he put in was actually fermented goat milk. So that went down not so easily.
Dwarves have a weird sense of taste.
Colgrin, you drink yours. The glob of goat milk gets hung in your throat. And you end up vomiting all over the floor after just that 1 drink. And a couple of the few patrons that are there look at you and laugh.
All right, I'm going to start to heave after I expel what was ever in my throat and go,
you okay?
What the fuck?
I thought you could hold your own, Colgrin.
I can hold my own alcohol, but I can't hold my own glob of whatever the hell that was. I think I got it all out, so cheers.
Cheers.
I'm going to drink again.
Okay. So you both finish your drinks. We're not going to continue to roll for that.
All right. So do we want to have another ale here, or do we want to move to the next tavern since we figured that our team...
I'm going to finish my 2nd one.
Yeah, a 2nd one? Another blood clot?
He bought 2 when you bought 1.
Oh, tits. All right. Oh, man. All right. So I'm going to go back up to the bar. Morrowind, do you need anything?
I'm good.
All right. I'm going to...
He has her wine.
Well, after I just saw Colgrin throw up all over the place, I just kind of, like, you know, put my wine over to the side. Because I'm sure her throw up was red and my wine is red and...
Yeah. Yep, that's fair.
To the bartender, and I'm going to say, "Bartender! Another!" very loudly, but then I'm going to whisper to the bartender, "So, could you maybe, like, give me just a regular ale, but pretend like you're giving me a blood clot?"
Yeah, sure.
All right, awesome. How much for a regular ale?
That'll be 3 silver.
All right. So, 3 silver and a copper, you say? Those blood clots are worth it. I'm going to slam down 3 silver.
How come she got a discount on her blood clot?
What she said was a discount.
Yes.
The price was 4 silver. And
4 silver and 2 copper.
I am so sorry.
I want a refund.
My hearing is bad because the ale in this establishment is so very strong, and I think I might be tipsy. Okay, sorry. All right.
So, you purchase a regular ale. The bartender slides the glass across to you, and you pick it up and go back to your table.
As I'm walking back to the table, I'm going to quickly down half of it and then just loudly go, that's a yummy blood clot.
Okay.
Down easier the 2nd time, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed, Ongo. It is much easier the 2nd time.
Okay, so the two
What color is her glass?
It's in like a tankard, so you can't really see the color of the liquid inside.
Okay.
He gave her a tankard.
Did say glass, though. You did say glass when you handed me the ale, so.
True, I did.
Which one is it?
DM. It was a tankard. Okay, it was a tankard.
I can't see the color of her drink.
No, you can't. Unless you want to try to make a perception check. And, Colgrin, if you want to try to hide it, you can make a sleight of hand check.
I'm going to trust Morwen to not try to catch me in a lie, and I'm just going to sit there casually with my tankard.
I'm going to try to take a peek.
Okay, go ahead and make a perception check.
Ian.
Okay. Well, since she wasn't trying to hide it, it's not very difficult, and you can see a golden-colored liquid inside her tankard as she kind of tips over a little bit.
Okay.
My delicious. And I take another swig.
All right. So you, I'll finish your drinks. What would you like to do now?
Friends, what do you think? On to the next tavern for our intense investigation? Or shall we investigate more here? Quote unquote. I'm going to do a little air quotes sort of around investigation.
Okay.
Or this world's version of air quotes.
I'm okay with going to the next tavern, or I guess, is there anything special that the barkeep would have for us? Any quests? No.
Do you want to go ask?
I don't know. You're going to have so many quests. It's going to be like a game where you just have so many quests, then you go back and eventually do them.
You do all the side quests first, and then like before you do the main mission, you know.
So, what would you like to do?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to the next one and seeing what kind of special drinks they might have for our investigation purposes thing.
Well, let's move on if everybody is ready.
Yes, and the smell of this puke next to me is starting to get to me, so maybe we should just continue on.
Okay, so you leave the acolyte and start looking around, and you eventually come to a pub called the Black Peacock.
Ooh.
It's an average-sized, shabby plaster pub with black-tiled roof.
All right, well, I guess shall we try this place?
So, you walk in, and compared to the tavern that you were just in, the Black Peacock is very nice. It's absolutely spotless. It's laid out well. The tables are actually bolted to the floors. The bar looks to be of a nice granite stone, and there's a large masterpiece painting of a sea monster hung in a frame near the bar. And there's a fair number of people in here.
This is the nicest tavern.
Well, as though these drinks may be expensive.
Ooh, do we
very, have very fancy. Maybe real blood clots.
No more blood clots. We got two of them, and we both had two blood clots, and that was enough for each of us. Morwen, okay. I see you giving me the evil eye. Are you contesting my drinking of the blood clots?
I didn't say anything.
Anyway, to the bar! To the nice granite bar.
All right. Are you all heading to the bar?
Yes.
I'm just going to go find a table for us.
Okay, so you, Morwen, go and find a table. And Ongo
and Colgrin.
Sorry, names are just not in my head today.
Other party, the other person in y'all's party.
Olby. Does Olby go with Morwen or with Ongo and Colgrin?
I think Olby is probably going to follow along with Morwen.
Okay. So Morwen and Olby go and find a table. while Colgrin and Ongo walk up to the bar. And approaching the bar, behind the counter, you see a male halfling who is currently yelling at one of the barmaids to clean up a spill.
Oh.
You walk up, and he puts on a bright smile for you, and he says, "Ah, welcome to the Black Peacock. My name is Eldon Appleblossom. How can I help you?"
Ooh, very nice name, sir.
Yes. What sort of drinks do you...
Anything special on the menu?
Well, we have a variety of ales and...
Do you have any blood clots?
Ugh, I would not serve that in this bar if my life depended on it.
My friend here is very fond of...
Disgusting. You want something like that, you need to go down the street. This is not the place for you.
No. No, that is totally... I think that I would like to try whatever you are selling here, good sir. I do not need the blood clot. If I need it, I know where to get it. But I would like to definitely partake of your particular special brew.
Well, I have a variety of specialty homemade ales.
Oh, well, do tell us about them.
Well, I'm...
Yeah, many savory things here.
Things.
A lot of thievery going on around here.
No, not at all. Are you saying there should be?
Any suspicious people come around?
No, not particularly. And make a perception check, Ongo and Colgrin.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Oh God.
19.
Perception is
18.
19.
19. Okay.
9 for me.
Okay. Colgrin, still reeling from the blood clot, doesn't hear anything. But Ongo, you hear a very frustrated voice to a table right next to the bar that says, "Oh my God, you've got to be fucking kidding me." And you look over, and there sits Ren.
We've been looking so hard for you.
You know you?
You know what? I've...
Well, anyway, barkeep, what is your most popular drink?
Fuck.
Serve of this lady behind us there.
Hold on. Our most popular ale, it's a new one that I just created, probably about a month ago, is called Kiwi Twilight.
Oh, sounds refreshing.
It is. It's a very mild, mild-tasting ale.
I'll have one of those.
Very well. That will be 5 silver.
All right, here's 5 silver.
Do you have anything that sounds a little more stout?
Okay, so Colgrin,
then it's like dragon's breath.
Colgrin, he passes you a very, it looks kind of more like a wine glass. It
looks like a Zima.
It's kind of,
oh, not just a Zima, girl. No,
it looks like a wine glass, and it's got a pale green liquid inside. And there is a toothpick with a slice of kiwi on top of it, making like an umbrella.
Oh, Grin, I'm going to have to ask for your headband.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I feel very, very girly.
All right. And he looks over at you, Ongo, and he's like, see what we've got here. How about Molten Light? I'm sorry?
It's not going to have an umbrella, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I have one. Because I think she accidentally ordered for our royal friend back there.
All right, so...
Could you get this lady next to us something? She sounds very aggravated.
And you hear Ren say... Oh, fuck, I don't get paid enough for this. And she stands up and walks out.
Maybe not, she left.
All right, so, but the bartender, Eldon, passes you over a drink in a tankard. Looking inside, it is a bright orange, almost like the appearance of lava.
Okay.
And there are no umbrellas anywhere inside.
Looks very interesting.
Hey, don't knock the umbrellas, man. The umbrellas are freaking amazing, okay? It's working! Holy crap!
Yay! Hey, I can see you!
Yay! Alright.
I can see shadows that look like you.
No people.
Hey, hopefully it won't go out.
Alright. As you're getting your drinks, there is a stage in this tavern. And on it, there is a quartet of dwarves with long beards and deep voices singing a cappella.
This is very interesting.
And there is, at one table, there is an average-sized woman with an older elf sitting across from each other, arm wrestling.
Well, I'm going to take my fruity drink.
There's that game again.
And go find Morwen and Olby.
Follow along.
Alright, so you find the table that Morwen and Olby had sat down at, and you sit down with them.
Do we want to invite Morwen?
Fulgrim brought you a drink.
First of all,
I don't know. It looks like it's almost gone, so I don't think that she brought that for me.
You suddenly hear, like, the last slurping noises from my straw as I go, yeah, that was totally for me. You know what? I'm going to get
enjoy your water.
Hey, it was fruity and delicious and refreshing. Morwen, would you like one?
Or
I stand by my umbrella drinks.
Would love some, kiwi? Some kiwi-infused water.
Colgrin, go ahead and give me a con save again.
Ah, crap. All right.
Get drunk off of this, Colgrin.
If I do...
Handing over the headband.
Oh, fuck me. 7. Oh, okay. I'm down by a fruity umbrella drink.
Well, I can tell you... This drink is far more alcoholic than it looks.
Boom, bitch!
And Colgrin, as she comes and sits down at the table, between the blood clot, the ale, and this extremely, extremely alcoholic kiwi drink, she's slurring her words and...
Let me just tell you right now that umbrella drinks are not bad. They're quite yummy. Another one.
And a female halfling comes up as you say that. And she's like, oh, you'd like another one, my dear?
This many. And I hold up
two more, of course, coming right up. And you? Any of the rest of you need anything?
I'm just going to finish mine first.
Of course. Take your time.
No, right. What's wrong with Ongo? You slag off the umbrella drinkies, and then you don't want to know your name, and where's my brelly drinky?
No, my name, it's Ongo.
That's
really your name, Ongo.
And a few minutes later, she comes back and sets two more of the kiwi drinks in front of you.
Brelly drinks! Oh, brelly.
I'm going to grab one of them and start drinking it.
Okay, it has, like, little to no alcohol.
Come on. make drunk, make happy.
What's wrong with Colgrin?
Like, the whole time I'm drinking it, I'm just gonna kind of like give Colgrin side eyes, like.
Morwen, really drinky good, yeah.
Yes, it's very good.
It's very
good. I'm gonna have
buttery. It's very flavorful.
Tastes like
sweet. I'm gonna finish my molten light drink.
Okay. Go ahead and make a con save.
1 million.
Bradley drinky.
13.
All right, you're good.
Oh, Bradley drinky.
So the female halfling comes back and is like, so can I get you anything else? Something to eat, perhaps?
Yes, I really think my friend should have some bread or something. Soak up alcohol. Much alcohol is in those drinks.
Bradley?
It's a very small amount. I mean,
makes sense.
Yeah. Do you have any piggy on fire? Piggy fire? Fire pig?
Fire pig.
Any roasted pig?
Yes! That one!
Let's see here. I do have some grilled wild boar chops. Those are 3 silver, 3 copper per serving. We've also got some pork chop and curds. That's 8 silver and 6 copper.
What would be okay. The best to soak up alcohol?
Sounds best to you, Colgrin.
Perhaps with just a perhaps with such a sensitive stomach, you would just like an order of honey bread?
Fire
piggy. Okay. So, grilled wild boar chops it is.
I'm just gonna, like, hand Colgrin, like, a good berry or something and be like, eat this.
This is my fire piggy.
Anything for the rest
of you? Eat it anyway.
Anything for the rest of you?
No.
I'm okay, thank you.
Bradley drinky.
All right, so she goes off and probably about 15, 20 minutes later brings a platter of delicious smelling grilled chops, larger than typical pork chops, but of the pork variety.
Ooh, fire piggy. I'm just going to reach over and grab one of them and just start just like cavemanning the fuck out of it. I got my umbrella drinky in one hand and my fire pig in the other one. And I'm just, drink.
All right. And she sets another kiwi drink on the table beside you.
I'm going to grab that one as well and start drinking it.
Okay. It's water.
Okay. As soon as I take a drink, I'm just going to hand it back to Colgrin.
Really drinking going.
This one's for you.
I'm going to swipe the Brelly drinky, and I'm just going to start, like, just sucking it down, eating more roasted pork, and I'm just going to be happy.
All right.
Can't believe Morwen take Brelly drinky from me. Drink thief.
So, what else would you guys like to do?
There's that tiefling, yeah. Over there.
No, she left.
She left?
Yeah.
That whore.
Made her mad. Ongo made her mad.
Oh. Ongo, you should say sorry. Sorry is always good.
What?
We need to know you.
Know what you're trying to say, Colgrin?
I'm trying to say that we need to know your name. And
I thought that's all we were working on.
I'm going to just keel over forward and kind of face plant into my pork chop.
Okay. So, Colgrin just flat passes out in front of you, and the barmaid comes back over and looks at Colgrin and looks at the other two of you and says, would you like a room for the night?
How much are they?
See here. It is, 2 gold, for a night's stay.
I can get 2 rooms.
Very well. And she returns a moment later with 2 keys and hands them to you. I can show you to the rooms, and I can help you with this one if you need. I don't know how much help I will be, but I could certainly try.
Can you get her?
I'll carry her.
Okay. All right. So you carry Colgrin up to one of the rooms, and how do you split up?
It's the room.
You got 2 rooms. How are you going to split between them?
It'll be me and Ongo and Colgrin and Oldie.
Okay, that works. I mean, I'm passed out, so I don't know.
Yeah. So, Colgrin, you just throw her on one of the double bed or one of the single beds in the room. There's 2 in each room, and you and Ongo settle into your own room, and you all begin to get a night's sleep.
Ooh.
Ongo, you are awakened in the middle of the night to your bed shaking.
Okay.
You open your eyes, and sitting on the end of your bed, like sitting up on the frame of the bed, with her feet on the mattress, shaking it, is Rin.
I just love how, I just have to say, I love how, you know, you describe, yeah, you wake up to someone shaking, your bed is shaking, and all Craig can go is, okay.
I help you?
Are these like separate beds?
Yes, they're separate beds.
Okay. Did I notice anything?
Shaking. Make a perception check for me.
The fuck are you?
17.
Okay. So you do hear the shaking of the bed and Ongo's surprise when he wakes up. So, but Rin, sitting on the end of the bed, looks down at you and says, all right, I've made peace with the fact that you don't give a fuck who you are or who you're putting in danger. But somewhere in that head of yours, you have to know where you left it.
Left
so where is it?
What are you talking of?
The box.
Box.
The box that you and I were paid to transport.
I have no idea or any knowledge of any box.
And I need you to hold on. Let me find what
I'm get a box for. What's her name?
And you have us doing one thing. Are you going to get excused for not doing your last mission?
I don't remember. Okay. It's been so long.
So, you need... What is your intelligence?
What?
Your intelligence score. What is your intelligence score?
0.
No, not your modifier.
11.
11, okay. All right, got it. So you need to make... Let's see. A wisdom saving throw, please, as she stares at you.
11.
11, all right. And make a perception check for me, please.
16.
16. All right. So, as she stares at you, you can kind of feel that she's basically rummaging around in your head. And you hear her very softly say, oh, Falkirk, got it. And then she gets up and walks out of the room.
What'd she say?
Falkirk.
Fucker.
Fucker?
She called me a fucker?
Falkirk.
Falkirk.
F-A-L-L-K-I-R-K.
It's just called me a fucker.
The history nerd in me is like, ooh, ooh, I know what that battle is in Scotland.
Where are you going?
Don't worry about it. I've got what I need.
Do you hate me?
She's already gone.
Why are you so rude?
What was that?
I don't know. Some bitch just woke me up.
What did she say? She was leaving?
Fuck her. I don't know.
I think she said Falkirk. Does that mean anything to you?
No. Falkirk. I have no idea what that means. What a place.
Would I know anything about that word?
Make a history check.
It's a natural one.
You have no idea. No clue whatsoever.
It's not familiar to me.
Oh, well.
I goes like, eh, oh well, and goes back to sleep.
Yeah, let's finish our sleep and we'll talk to the others in the morning. Maybe they know something.
All right. So you finish your long rest. You all sleep peacefully. And you wake up the next morning. What would you like to do?
I guess we will go down and see if our friends are there or go to their room. I don't think.
We just go downstairs and
wait for them.
All right, Colker, make a con save for me.
Really? Do I have to?
Yes.
Yes.
Sucks. All right. Hang on 1 second. Where do I go? Abilities. A con save?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That would be a 4.
Okay. You wake up with the worst hangover you have ever had in your life.
Oh.
It's been all that sugar and that kiwi drink.
Oh, I'm never going to drink again. I need food.
What happens when she smells the food cooking?
I hate you.
Alright. So, you head downstairs needing food.
Yes.
And ask the barmaid what's on the menu. She says, well, for breakfast we've got some crisped worm and potatoes, frogs on skewers or grilled snake, and macadamia.
Do you have any just bread?
Oh, yes, we still have honey bread.
She would like a blood clot as well to wash it down.
No, just the honey bread.
Oh, please don't tell me you had blood clot before you came in last night.
I had 2 of them.
Oh. I should have warned you. The fermenting process for the kiwi drink that you had doesn't really mix well with the fermented goat milk of the blood clot. That's probably why you felt so sick. Probably feeling awful now. Let me help out with that. And she puts a hand on your back, Colgren. And you feel just like this warmth radiate through your body, and you instantly start to feel better.
Thank you. I feel so much better.
No problem. And then she screams across the bar, saying, Eldon, I can't believe you served that kiwi drink with the after they've had the blood clot again.
This is a common thing? What's going on?
Yes, people go to the acolyte and have that horrible drink. And then Eldon thinks it's funny to serve them the one drink that we have that reacts badly with it.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
And you look over and Eldon is just behind
the bar. That's pretty funny.
Laughing his ass off.
Dick.
It is hilarious.
All right, so what would you guys like to do now?
I'm just going to kind of keep close to my friends because I feel very emotionally raw from my experience.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell them what happened last night. So I woke up and that lady was in Ongo's bed.
Whoa.
It was shaking.
She wasn't in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was, the bed was definitely shaking, Colgren, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, Ongo, I'm in the room.
Yeah.
And he was like, she just called me a fucker.
No, she said fuck her.
What's happening? Ongo, I didn't think that you liked women or anything. You're a dragonborn. How does that work?
Well, you know, it just happens that way sometimes.
I'm just gonna just kind of in shock and confusion.
Okay.
Anyway, she woke me up shaking my bed.
Apparently. What else happened after the bed shaking? What happened then?
She felt like she was in my head. She said something like Falkirk.
Okay, interesting.
That ring and bell.
Make a history check, Colgren.
And the what?
Make a history check.
Okay. History check. Oh, where is my shit? Sorry. History. Ooh, I'm trained in history. I don't believe this. I need to just use my physical dice because this is ridiculous. I made a natural 1 plus 4. So a 5.
Okay, yeah, you have no idea.
That's exactly what I got as well.
The fuck, man. Well, Olby is going to say, that's a very curious situation you found.
Do you have Obi's character sheet where you could make a history check for Obi?
Why, yes, I do. What a curious situation we find ourselves in. I wish my husband was here.
That would be a history check at advantage.
Oh, at advantage? Okay. That would be an 18.
Okay. So the small village that Obi is from is on the northeastern coast of the continent that y'all are on, Crypta. Falkirk is a city on the southeast edge of that continent.
Tall.
Falkirk is where?
Southeast?
Yes, southeast edge of the continent.
If I recall correctly, Falkirk is a rather large city located in the southeastern part of this great continent.
Jenny went to bed.
She's had a hard day. So I'm sorry that you're stuck with me playing both Colgren and Obi. I'm so sorry that I can't play Obi.
That's good. That's most spot on.
Oh, thank you very much. I miss my husband so.
And I think since Jenny is not feeling well, that is where we will wrap up for tonight.